Let us pray. Gracious God, as we enter into this time of reflection, let us hear your call to us. Let us hear your words, which have been speaking to us before we were born. Let us stop and rest in you and know that we are not alone. We ask that you bless this time of reflection. In the name of Christ, our rock and our redeemer. Amen.
Amen.
I was struck when Lynn read the scripture of that last line, and I will be watching. If you've ever spent any time with young children, you will have noticed that they also are always watching, and they're not afraid to say things like it is. Take Reed, my own three-year-old. For a while now, he's been interested in road signs, asking what they meant as we drive past, most recently telling us what to do when the street light turns red or green. Well, the other day I was driving home along Woodstock Road and came to a rolling stop where it joins up with Prospect. Needless to say, for the next 5 minutes, I got a lecture on how stop signs were meant to stop. And what could I say? He was right. This small interaction with Reed and the scriptures in which we meet Jeremiah got me wondering. Wondering at what point along our growing up do we stop calling people into account for the things that we know are blatantly wrong? I mean, even Jeremiah hesitated to accept his role as a prophet, not wanting to be the one to call the people of Judah to account. When God called Jeremiah into his role, when God told this son of priests that he, like his parents, would be working for the Lord, when God told him that he was chosen to speak by divine inspiration and to guide the people, Jeremiah says, "But I am a boy. I can't." Now, don't get me wrong, he's in good company. Almost all of the prophets and leaders of Israel said the same thing. And you see it in the New Testament as well. How quickly we are at uttering those words, "I can't," when faced with something that we're unsure about, when we don't 100% like what we're being asked to do, even when we know it's for the best. Jeremiah, though he was young, was more like you and I, tied up in those inhibitions, having lost that quick to respond nature that we see in the youngest among us. He had already started to feel uneasy about speaking hard truths, about speaking things and doing things that might upset people, about risking being popular or safe. Jeremiah scrambles for a reason why he cannot possibly risk following in the way that God was calling him. But God does not back down. "I am only a boy." God says, "Do not say I am only a boy. Do not make excuses. For I, the Lord, am sending you. Do not be afraid. Go where I send you and speak what I command. Hard truths is what he was being called to offer. Hard truths that cut through the theology of the day. Royal theology that said that God was at home in the temple, and with God at the center of the city, nothing could stand against. Hard truths that called people, out for neglecting the poor, the widow, the orphan. The hard truth that the destruction that befell the northern kingdom could happen right here in the heart of Judah too. Hard truth that called people out who wished to accept God's promises and blessings without responding to those commands to live in love and offer oneself. Jeremiah didn't have an easy job. He was a harsh critic of his day and the theology of his time, of the way in which people were using the word of God for their own ends and purposes. But standing there, faced with God saying, I am calling and appointing you, Jeremiah steps forward, trusting in God's word to not be afraid, for I am with you. Speaking hard words to the nation that didn't want to hear. Accepting God's call on our life. Accepting God's call on our life. We're here in the sanctuary because to some degree, we've done that. But it's hard. And some of us struggle with that. Some of us are like Jeremiah. I'm too young, and some of us are like the call to worship. I'm too old, and some of us get bogged down in I don't know enough. Who am I? What am I doing? My life is a mess. Today's scripture calls us, and today, at this reign of Christ Day, calls us to think and reflect and ground ourselves. To ask who and what has authority in our lives. There are so many outside voices that say don't trust. So many outside voices saying give me your time and attention. So many outside voices attempting to say that God is wrong and life in Christ is not worth it. And then there's our own fears. Fears of looking weak, fears of being wrong, fears of falling into past missteps that have brought hurt and pain, fear of not liking where God is leading us. And yet we stand here on this last day of the church year. We stand here with this reading from Jeremiah before us, where the Lord speaks clearly, fear not and follow me. Even when it's hard, even when you're unsure, I am there, and I lead the way. There is a song on the Christian radio stations right now called Known by Turner Wells. And I kept hearing it this week, and the chorus stuck with me. It goes like this. I'm fully known and loved by you. You won't let me go no matter what I do. And it's not one... I'm going to start again. I'm fully known and loved by you. You won't let me go no matter what I do. And it's not one or the other. It's hard truth and ridiculous grace. To be known, fully known, and loved by you. I'm fully known and loved by you. This is what our scriptures are calling us to today. There are hard truths about our living, about our relationships, about what we would or should do personally, or have to do, to bring our lives in line with our scriptures. There are hard truths that we sometimes choose not to look at by not reading our Bible or not taking time to pray, by not putting ourselves under the rule of the Lord. I am, and I'm sure most of you, are not that much unlike those people entering the temple. That sometimes we'd rather not hear the hard truths, because the reality is it would be easier to live without them. Or because we think that we are inadequate, or we don't want to give up control. But along with those hard choices, those hard truths to love and give of ourselves, we also find this ridiculous love and grace. A love that brings us back to the first part of our reading today, to Jeremiah's call. I knew you before you were born. The Psalms proclaim, I knit you together in your mother's womb. Which, if this is true for one of God's children, this is true for us all. The grace that tells us that even when we try and fall short of what we had hoped for, with God, what we have to offer is enough. The grace that God claims us and gives us worth by the virtue of being God's child. And that promise that we will never be alone. It is the grace of God, the love of God that allows us to strive in the face of hard truths about ourselves and about the world, and not be stuck, but to proclaim in word and action the love of God. This is our call. As hard as it may be, it is filled with grace and love and truth. And it's an important call, because we never know who is watching, who needs to see God's love in action. So let us go and follow God's call on your heart, the one who knew you before you were born, and will be with you into the end, who calls out in every moment, do not fear, for I am with you. I go before you, behind you, above you, and beside you. Amen.